السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the most beautiful, the most beloved, the most handsome, the best of all creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, the Ahl-e Bayt-e Kiram, upon his blessed wives, the Azwaj-e Mutahharat, upon all of the blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, once again we have been blessed with the blessed month of Ramadan. Many Muslims approach this blessed month of Ramadan the same way every year, year in, year out. The same habits, the same routines, the ibadah being the same from one month of Ramadan in one year to the next month of Ramadan the following year. It starts off quite well. We read the Tarawih. We start the Holy Quran. After a few days, we start to get lazy. We read Tarawih once at home. That once becomes twice at home. And then this becomes a regular occurrence. Our recital of the Quran becomes less and less frequent as the days pass. And before we know it, half of the blessed month of Ramadan has passed. We then start to think, how on earth are we going to complete the Quran in this blessed month? And we say to ourselves, we're going to leave everything and worship properly in the last 10 days. And before we know it, the last 10 days pass also and the blessed month of Ramadan is over. And we promise ourselves that next year, inshallah, we are going to make sure that we have the best month of Ramadan ever. And so the circle and the cycle begins again. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, think for one moment, how many of our friends and family have passed away since last month of Ramadan? How many of them would have thought the same thing? How many passed away this month, this week, saying that this month of Ramadan, we are going to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty and we are going to seek forgiveness for our sins? They didn't get that opportunity. But my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you do have this opportunity here and now, today. Let us begin this blessed month of Ramadan and end this blessed month of Ramadan having accomplished the absolute maximum we are able to do and make this blessed month the best month ever. Let us treat this blessed month as if it's our last. There's no guarantee that we will be granted the blessed month of Ramadan next year. We should create a mindset of urgency, as with urgency comes focus and concentration. Your priorities will change. If you know that this could be your last month of Ramadan, the quality of your ibadah will increase. The khushu in your salah will improve. The recital of your Quran al-Kareem will become consistent. And to help you achieve this, many of the ulama-i-kiram are ready to help. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, the month of Ramadan in which was sent down the Quran. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the blessed month of Ramadan is full of blessings, and it's an extremely honorable month. One speciality of this month is that Allah Almighty revealed the Holy Quran in it. Another connection of the blessed month of Ramadan and the Holy Quran is that the Ahle Iman recite the Holy Quran in abundance in this blessed month. It is read alone during the day and during the night, and also during the Taraweeh Salah in congregation. This is why today we will talk briefly about the Faizan of the Holy Quran, the Azmat of the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty make us from amongst those who recite the Holy Quran and act upon its teachings, and bless us from the Faizan of both the month of Ramadan al-Kareem and the Holy Quran al-Kareem. In Surah Yunus, Allah Almighty states, O mankind, the advice has come to you from your Lord, and a cure for the hearts, and guidance and mercy for the believers. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam arrived in this physical world, the whole world was in darkness. Arabia was in the era of Jahiliyyah. However, the Arabs were known as the most eloquently spoken throughout the world. Poetry and storytelling with beautiful words was their claim to fame. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave His most beloved, the most perfect, the most beautiful, eloquent book in which there is the cure for every problem, for every nation, for every era. The cure to every physical problem. The cure to every spiritual problem. The cure to every illness, disease and situation until the day of judgment. It is a prescription for everything. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam recited the most beautiful verses of the Holy Quran from his most beautiful mouth, these very same experts in literacy and poetry and eloquent speakers had no choice but to bow down their heads and zip their tongues to this most beautiful, most perfect speech from the most perfect, the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Our Imam, Ala Hazrat, Azimul Barkat, Mujaddide Deen o Millat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan radiallahu ta'ala, and who beautifully says, Ke tere aage yun hai dabe lache, Fusahai Arab ke bade bade, Koi jaane muh mein zabaan nahi, nahi balke jism mein jaan nahi. When these poets and eloquent speakers heard the kalam of Allah Almighty and experienced the sweetness, they were left amazed and astounded. Many accepted Islam upon hearing the verses of the Quran. They put down their pens and they accepted Islam. Sayyidina Jubair radiallahu ta'ala was one of those who was renowned for his eloquent speaking and writing. He once came past the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, who was leading the salah and reciting Surah At-Tur. Sayyidina Jubair listened attentively and began to shake and tremble. He says, the hairs on my body stood up and I was absolutely taken over by the beautiful words of the Quran, which softened and opened up my heart to the light of Iman and Islam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we all know very well the story of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the intention with which he took out his sword and left his home. He heard the recital of Surah At-Taha and darkness ran away and light entered his heart, changing his life forever. Utbah ibn Rabi'ah was the grand speaker of the Quraysh. He was their spokesman. He was renowned for his eloquent speaking. He was known as the magician of speech due to his mesmerizing poetry and speech. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the very same Utbah who in the Battle of Badr came forward with his son and his brother against the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and the blessed companions ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Utbah came forward in Badr. He came forward with his brother. He came forward with his son. Three of them came forward and they challenged the Muslims to a duel. Some young men from the Ansar accepted this challenge, to which Utbah said that you are very brave, but we will only fight with our equals. As soon as he said this, Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala who took out his sword, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who says that he took me and he took Sayyidina Ubaida ibn Haris radiallahu ta'ala with him, and Sayyidina Hamza headed straight for Utbah the leader and swiftly applied a couple of blows, and within moments Utbah was lying on the ground motionless and lifeless. He had been sent to Jahannam by Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went next, killing Walid ibn Utbah swiftly in the same fashion. While Sayyidina Ubaida, even after becoming injured, he also sent Shaiba to the same destination, hellfire. As I was saying, Utbah ibn Rabi' was known as the magician of speech. When he heard the most beautiful Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam reciting Surah Hameem, he began to shake out of fear, shaking and stumbling. He ran trembling to the leaders of Quraysh and he said, what Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam recites, by God, this is not poetry. This is not magic. This is not fables or merely storytelling. In every word he says, there is such an effect in it, such sweetness which plays with one's heartstrings. The words bring an ocean of the fear of Allah Almighty, which cleanses the mind, body and soul. By Allah, we don't have a reply for even one of his words. And when the Muslims were persecuted by the mushrikeen in Makkah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam commanded the Muslims to migrate to Abyssinia, which is modern day Ethiopia. The mushrikeen in Makkah confronted the king of Abyssinia, King Najashi alayhi rahma, and demanded the return of the Muslims. Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala was chosen as the spokesman of the Muslims, and during the conversation with King Najashi radiallahu anhu, the king asked Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu anhu, do you have something of what your prophet has brought? Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his rich, beautiful, melodious voice, recited the first portion of Surah Maryam, which speaks about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Upon hearing the beautiful words of the Holy Quran, King Najashi began to shake and it brought him to tears. He refused to let the Muslims be taken by the mushrikeen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you have heard about the faizan and barakat of the recital of the Holy Quran. By the sweetness and blessings of the Quran, how those in the darkness of kufr came into the bright light of Islam and under the shade of Iman. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, my message for you today is to start reading today. If you can't read, then start learning today. Speak to your local imam. Speak to your family members. There is no shame in asking for help to be able to read. If you don't ask, you won't get. Allah Almighty will make it easy if you start to search for somebody to help you. And in this blessed month, we should be aiming for an absolute minimum of one juz per day. And this for the average person should only take about 45 minutes to an hour. Split this time throughout the day if you need to. There should be no excuse for not being able to find the time. If you're thinking that you have to go to work, then use your lunch break. It's not as if you are going to use your lunch break to eat. Don't spend your free time surfing the web or social media spend this time to recite the Quran. 45 minutes out of 24 hours is not too much to ask. I pray Allah Almighty grants us all the tawfiq to make change today, to make time today, and to read consistently every day, and to try and understand and act upon the blessed teachings of the Quran. Allah Almighty, make it easy for all of us. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alaina illa al balagh al mubin.